Hello, everybody. This is Michael. This is Michael Varin Green. I hope you guys are having an amazing morning, amazing afternoon, an amazing evening, or amazing night, depending on where you are or what time of day you're listening to this message. I just want to bring you positive greetings, positive affirmations, positive energy, and just an amazing force of energy that I feel is very necessary. I don't have a topic per se today. I just wanted to elaborate on the ideas of just to keep moving forward. I love to encourage and inspire and motivate other people as well as myself, but I feel that whatever I speak or say things, it needs to come from a place of inspiration. So meaning that sometimes I don't have anything to say. But today I want to talk about, in particular, about perseverance. And I also want to speak about the idea and the notion behind doing your best and moving forward and just working each and every day by taking little steps. Take as much as you can. If you can't take but a half a step, as long as you're moving forward, I believe, as long as you're doing something productive, I feel that you are taking steps into the right direction. I know that this is a time that people and everybody is, or a lot of people, a lot of people are under duress, stress, and worry, and fear. Because of this coronavirus, the pandemic that is happening right now in lands near and far, where that uncertainty and not knowing. I just wanted to put out into the atmosphere that to trust God, have faith, and know that the things that we are going through, or the things that we feel that are hopeless, that we feel are hopeless situations. I feel that if we have faith, if we just trust God, He already knows where we are. He knows what we're thinking and what we're stressed and what we're worrying about. So my belief is to trust Him, that He is the ultimate and He's the most powerful force anywhere in any situation and through any circumstances. So if we trust Him and just know that He will never leave us, He will never forsake us. And I always say not to stress yourself and think of things that have not even occurred yet. If you are asking yourself, what if, that is a position that has not even occurred. If you're asking, what if this should happen? Or what if this should happen? Or what if you're asking yourself the what if, the shouldas or the couldas, those are instances and situations that have not even occurred yet. Yet you're still worrying yourself about it and stressing yourself out about situations that have not occurred. One thing that I do is that I trust and believe that He got each and every one of us. And another thing that I do is that I allow myself to feel whatever it is I need to feel. I don't deny the feeling, but I don't let it stay either. For instance, if something comes across me and I start thinking negative, I immediately identify it. I immediately think of it in a way that it can flip around to the positive. Let me give you an example. There could be a situation going on where that I could be thinking, just trying to give an example here. Okay, there. Basically, I could be thinking that the worst part of a situation. Why not think of the best part of it? What are the blessings and what it is that? What are we even going through right now? What is the blessings behind it? I hear, you know, some people complain about their situation, that they are bored or that they can't get out, or they not able to do what they normally would do. But the positive side or the flip side is that, and it always brings me back, guys, being grateful, gratitude. And I immediately started writing these things out. What am I grateful for? I'm grateful that I'm safe. I'm grateful that my family is safe. I'm grateful that my friends are safe. I'm grateful that we have more time to spend with one another. I'm grateful that it could have been worse than what it really is, you know? But for that, I am grateful. See, when we start flipping the script and we begin to put the positive forces behind what it is that we feel that we're going through, if we put behind the inspiring parts, you know, that I feel that will overwhelm the negative, you know? It will overwhelm or overtake the negative. So that's something that I feel that should be very, very, or you should consider that. Whenever somebody says something negative to you, think of the positive. Think of the positive or the lesson that you're to learn from those situations. What are some positive things that you're learning from the situations, you know? And again, I am a believer of positive over negative. Try your best. Strive to write those good things out on paper. Write them down and put them inside your memory, in your memory bank, where that those things that what, and name things that you're grateful for. Name something that you're grateful for, you know? Name something that you are excited about. Name something that you smile when you think of it, you know? Those positive things, those forces that when they try and overtake you, I'm asking, if you will, to think of the good things, to focus on the positive, all the silver linings that are buried in the clouds. Focus on those notions and those ideas. There's always something, I believe, that can come out of any situation. Any situation. You know, I pray that each and every one of you are encouraged. I pray that you are safe. I pray that each and every one of you know that gratitude will carry us or carry you to a really wonderful place, being grateful and being excited and not suppressing negative energy and not allowing yourself to identify what makes you feel bad or what makes you feel sad. Identify those. See, that's something that I do also. I identify it. I call it out. You know, when I'm feeling some kind of way, I call it out. You know, that's what I do. I call it out and say, you know, you're feeling a certain way because of da 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 da, or whatever da 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 may be in your life. And then I identify it, and I realize and sit around and try to figure out ways to correct it, or figure out ways, if it's not correctable either, the situation, that I'm a believer that if I can't do anything about it, right, I can't fix it, then will worry and stress hurt me worse if I worry about it? If I stress myself out, my body out, and allow my energy to be in a negative space, and the answer always brings me back to it's not worth it. So guys, I hope you have an amazing day. And just remember to stay encouraged, stay focused. Remember that God is amazing. Remember that He got each and every one of us, and He got us. He got us. I'm a believer of that. He got us no matter what. He has us right in His hands. And He knows the situation. And He knows exactly what's going on. So I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Feel free to follow me over on Facebook or Instagram under The Mike Show. It sounds just like it's written, just like it sounds, The Mike Show. Or you may also reach me on Facebook under Michael Vereen Green. I'm also on YouTube, listed under same name, Michael Vereen Green, or under The Mike Show. That's with D-A Mike Show. You have an amazing day. I appreciate each and every one of you. Stay encouraged. Stay excited. Stay enlightened with God's powerful words, and knowing that He got each and every one of us, and just be encouraged. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Bye-bye.